We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Tainus, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Chaf Aleph. V'zeh Bechinas Soid HaYibur Hanal. And this is all tied into another major topic that Rabbeinu Zal discusses over there in Torah Samach Aleph in Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on. Kimavur Shom Batoir Hanal Inyan Soid HaYibur Sheshayach L'chol Hanal. As Rabbeinu Zal in that chapter explains the Soid HaYibur, which is related to all of this. Ki Soid HaYibur Zoichen Al Yidei Tikkun Emunas Chachomim, Ayin Shom. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that Klal Yisrael is Zoichen to have the knowledge of knowing how to intercalculate the sun and the moon and the star, all of that, through Tikkun Emunas Chachomim. When our Emunas Chachomim is B'Shleimus, then Hashem gives us the rabbis who know the Soid HaYibur. V'homon shehu zuama sanochosh ikar pigam emunas chachamim b'chinas pigam eitzadas toivora. Homon, who is the opposite of emunas chachamim, he is the filth of the snake. He is the pigam of the eitzadas. Like the Gemara says, homon menatora minayim. Where do we see homon mentioned in the Torah, in the written Torah? Shenemar hamin ho eitz. When Hashem said to Adam and Chava, did you eat from that tree I told you not to? So we see that Haman is associated with the Eitz Hadas. The Eitz Hadas Toivora ze Iker Bechinas Pgam Emunas Chachomim. And the Eitz Hadas Toivora is the essence of being Poigem in Emunas Chachomim. Rav Nosson Zal explains why. What's the connection? Ki hachachomim mevararim hakosher min apostle, hatorah min atomei. Because the whole job, one of the most important functions of our rabbis is to clarify, to separate kosher from apostle, tohar from tomei, mutar from osur. As we see throughout the Torah Shebal Peh, Mishnayis, the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, that's what it's all about. The rabbis are clarifying what's osur, what's mutar, good, separating the good from the bad. Shezeu ikar birur hatoiv menorah, shayidei zeh mesaknin chet odom rishon, she'ochal meitzadas toivara ve'irev toivara. That's the main concept of separating good from bad, by which we correct the pigam of Adam Arishan, who ate from the Eitz Hadas Toivara and caused everything to become mixed up. Kimavur b'mokom achar, as is explained in other places in our Sforim. Umi shepoigem be'emunas chachomim. We know that it's brought that the word Eruv, Ayin, Yud, Reish, Vov, Beis, which means a mixture, to mix together, is actually two words, the ayin beis, which is 72, which is chesed, and the remaining letters are resh yud vav, which is 216, which is begimatria gevura. So the whole concept of the eitz hadas, where good and bad were mixed together, is the whole concept of chesed and gevura being mixed up together in a way that they can function properly. And the ikar avoid of the chachomim is to sort it all out. And therefore a person who's chas v'shalom poigem in emunas chachomim, kefi ha-pegam, kein nechaz boi, zu amas hanochash, shubuchinas taroives toivarash beitzadas. To the degree that the person is poigem in emunas chachomim, to that degree, there becomes attached to that person the filth of the snake, who's the one who caused that whole mixing of good and bad, who caused Adam and Chava to eat from the Eitzadas toivarash. This is the essence of the klipa of Homon Amolek, which is the Zuamas Hanochosh. Bechinas Pegam Eitz Hadas Toivora. Shehu Pegam Emunas Chachomim Kanal. Homon, we said Hamin Ho Eitz. Homon is the Eitz Hadas Toivora, which was the advice of the Nochosh. Alkein Machmas Shehomon Hoyo Bechinas Pegam Emunas Chachomim. And because Homon represents Pegam Emunas Chachamim, V'alkein Hoyosoineis Mordechai Kol Kach. This is why the Torah tells us such a strange thing. Haman had it all. He had everything. Wealth, power, respect. Everybody was bowing down to him except this one Jew. U'Mordechai Loichra. And Haman hated him, and his hate for Mordechai was so great that he was prepared to jeopardize everything else he had in order to address his hate for Mordechai. כי מרדכי היה אז החכם והצדיק ואמש שבדור. Because מרדכי הצדיק was the חכם and צדיק of the door. על כן רצה המן לפגום בסייד היבור, and this is why המן wanted to be poigame in the Soid Ho'ibur, which is tied into Emunas Chachamim, as we said in the beginning of this paragraph. V'alkein hipil pur hu agoyrol miyoyim liyoyim chodesh chodesh mosur chodesh ator. And this is why he made this lottery, and the lottery came out to be specifically the month of Adar. Ki ikar soid hoibur hu shetzrichin lahamin v'leida kol soid hanhoga soilam v'chol ha-shinuim sheboilam shekulam ha-shemizborach manhig bashkachos ha-neflo. Because the main concept of the soid hoibur is that we have to believe and realize that the secret of how the world is being conducted and all the different changes between the sun and the moon and the stars and the galaxies, that Hashem is the one who is leading all of it with incredible hashgacha. Shemastir oisa b'soich ha-teva. Hashem hides his hashgacha within the teva, within nature. Shehu hanhogas ha-koychovim u-mazolois, which is the concept of the stars and the constellations. Ki be'emes ha-teva bi'atzmo hu hashgacha. Because the truth is that Teva itself is really hashgacha, kama shekosu b'makom acher, as we discuss in other places. We know the word hateva, the Arizal says, is bigematria Elohim. And the name of Hashem that's associated with hashgacha is yud kei vav kei. And this is why we say on so many important occasions, Hashem hu hu Elohim, Hashem hu hu Elohim, that teva and hashgacha are really all one. This is the essence of the Soid Ho'ibur, which was given over to the leaders of Klal Yisrael, the greatest tzaddikim and chachamim. V'homon rotzo livgoyim bozeh. Homon wanted to damage this. He wanted to be poigim in this. Ki'ilu chas v'sholim kol ha'anhoga yidei mareches ha'mazos bi'atzman. He wanted to imply that everything goes according to the stars, according to nature. V'alkein rotzo b'chochmosoi horo u'b'kshofof ho'atzumim lehizgaber al Mordechai v'Yisrael. This is why Haman wanted to use his great knowledge, and especially his knowledge of magic, which the Zohar HaKodesh says he had, in order to try to overcome Mordechai at Tzadik and Klal Yisrael. V'hipil pur miyoyim liyoyim u'mechoydesh l'choydesh. And he conducted this lottery from day to day, from month to month, trying to pick the best time to get at Klal Yisrael. Ki sovar shel kol shekol hanhogas hayom v'chadosh makvil al pi ha-teva, al pi morach samazolos. He thought that the whole way that day and night and the months and everything works is all through nature, through the constellations of the stars. V'akol kefi ha-mazol, and everything is based on the mazolos. V'yicholim lahamshich ha-goyro al-idei kshofim kirtzoinoi. And he thought he had the ability, through his knowledge of magic, to force the issue, to control the mazel, and to force it to go his way. V'alkein nofal ha-goyrol al-ador sheboi soid ho-ibur kanal. And this is why Hashem made it out that the lottery, the day that it fell out on, was in the month of Ador specifically, which is the month associated with the soid ho-ibur. That's the month that becomes a leap month, where we add an additional Ador in order to coordinate between the sun and the moon. Ube'emes hoya oz eis tzora gedoyla liyisroel asher kamoyu lo neyosa. And the truth is, Rav Nosson Zal says, at that time, the Jews were in trouble like they never ever were before. Kimen ha-shamayim hiskimu. Because even heaven agreed to Haman's plot, agreed to have Klal Yisrael wiped out. K'moy Shom Razal, as the Gemara says, Shekvar nechtam lemala, our fate was already sealed above in heaven. Ki Hashem Yisborach mastir hashgachosei b'soich ha-teva, v'akuil b'shvil ha-bchira. Because Hashem hides his hashgach ha-proti within the teva, so that there should be free choice. Ukesh Yisrael choytim chas v'sholem, and when Klal Yisrael chas v'sholem sin, oz yesh be'emes koyach la sitrachra lezgaber bedarke koychoseyem al Yisrael, then the sitrachra, the other side, really does have power to go against Klal Yisrael and to defeat us. V'alkein hoyu oz Yisrael besakono atzuma. And therefore, Klal Yisrael at that time were in tremendous danger. Ach Mordechai shu tzadik ador ha'amiti yodask kol ha'shenasa. However, Mordechai, who was the true tzadik ador at that time, he understood everything that was going on. Ad heichan ador magia. He realized where things were and where things were headed. Vayikra Mordechai es begodov, and therefore he tore his garments. Vayetze besechoyir, and he went out in the to the city square. Vayizak zo'oko gedoylo mor, and he screamed to Hashem. Va'oirer vehekitzis kol Yisrael l'tshuva, he inspired and woke up all of Klal Yisrael to do tshuva. Ki oidi alahem she'ein l'cho dovor she'oime b'fnei hatzo'oko v'tshuva, because he got Klal Yisrael to realize that nothing in the world can withstand the power of crying out to Hashem and doing tshuva. Ki yofet zokol odom afilu la'achar gzardin, because the Gemara says, screaming to Hashem helps even after the decree has been sealed. K'mo yishom razal, like the Gemara says, ubegoidel koichoy hoyomo'ire rachmi Hashem yizborach, and through his great power, Mordechai Tzadik, he activated, he turned on Hashem's rachmonus, ad shenis hapech mehepech al hefech, to the point where everything got turned around completely. Venizgale la'ein koil alidei toikef hanes, eich Hashem Yisborach master hashkochosei b'soich hateva, and it became revealed to everybody through the great miracle that happened, how Hashem hides his hashgocha in the teva, ba'oifan, in such a way, shekeshi yitzaku Yisrael elal Yisborach, so that when Klal Yisrael will finally cry out to Hashem, yishapech hakoyla toiva, Hashem has already prepared everything in advance. Vashti was already dead. The tree was prepared. Everything was prepared in advance. So when Klal Yisrael would do their screaming to Hashem, in 1 second, Hashem would push the button and everything would fall into place to bring about a complete, complete turnaround. Ki Hashem Yisborach makdim refuah lamako tomid, because Hashem always prepares the cure before the illness. V'afal pikein hakol tolo b'Yisrael, and despite all of Hashem's preparations, it's still all up to us in a certain sense. Im yispalalu v'yischanu elav yisborach, if Klal Yisrael will daven and plead with Hashem, yishapech hakol l'toivo, everything will turn around to work in our favor. Ugedoile hachachomim hatzadikim yoidim zeasoid, and the great tzadikim, they know this secret. Shubchin asoid hoibor, they know how the hashgocha is hidden within the teva, which is the concept of the soid hoibor. Vehem moirim umelamdim es Yisrael lizoik olischan elav yisborach eichshehu, and they're the ones who inspire us and teach us to cry out Hashem and to plead with Hashem, no matter what the circumstances are, no matter how far gone the situation seems. Vaydezeh Hashem Yisborach Moishiyom b'chol pam. And then, that's how Hashem helps us at all times. Kasheroinu b'toikef hanisim hanefloim shel Purim. As we saw, as we experienced with the great miracles of Purim, shehoya daiko b'li shinui teva, whereby the Yeshua came about without Hashem openly changing nature, overriding the laws of nature. Rakshero hakoil beineyem hashgachos ha'neflo amalubeshes ba'teva tomid b'chaliz choshov ha'rega. But rather, Klal Yisrael were able to see the unbelievable hashgacha that Hashem had hidden within the teva throughout those years, throughout all the preparations, with everything going on, with everything that Vashti was doing, with everything that Haman was doing, with everything Achashverosh was doing, with the story of Bigson Voseresh. They saw how the entire chain of events, which seemed all to be against us, all of it was actually pieces of a jigsaw puzzle that Hashem was putting into place to bring about an incredible Yeshua for Klal Yisrael.